Hello, and welcome back to Below Deck Mediterranean and our very first recap podcast. We've got a very tired crew and some wealthy charter guests. We're going to get in trouble. We're going to figure out what's going on. All right. So what happened in Below Deck Mediterranean, Season 5, Episode 8, Rise and Don't Shine? Welcome back to Below Deck Med on Charter with Primary Bernardo. That's a one name. There's a lot of that on this boat. We've got Giancarlo, Joe Lizan, Andrea Leal Chica, and Jocelyn Miranda, along with vegan Edwin Barrios. We're going to hear a lot about this vegan, just so you're aware. We have to mention him separately because he's been driving our poor chef, Hendrigo Kiko Loran, up the wall, and he's just one person. One hot person. These people are all, like, drop-dead gorgeous. They're all from Miami. They're just ridiculously hot. It's not just the vegan food that the guests are finding in short supply. It's any food at all. They finish a very late supper and send Chief Steward Hannah Ferrier to ask the chief chef for more grub. That's just embarrassing. Kiko sends out 3 more portions of sea bass with asparagus, which seems to calm the jingling, literally shaking chains to jingle, masses. Bosun Malia White is working late on the bridge doing anchor watch. She arranged it like that so recently demoted deckhand, he was lead deckhand, Pete Hunziker, wouldn't be working with all the ladies. He just got dressed down and demoted because of the way he was acting around female crew members on board. Just trashy, basically. Sexist trash. He really has always been kind of one of those guys that doesn't understand that you can't talk like that around people you work with. You know, like crude jokes and talking about banging stewardesses here and shaking captains there. Like, it just wasn't appropriate at all. And he just never seemed to really get that. But for whatever reason, when Christine Bugsy Drake showed up, that's the new second stew, holy cow, it just went nuclear. So Smilia she's never demoted anyone with them and then had to work with them before. Because usually, you know, if you're going to fire somebody, they're gone and you don't have to look at their face looking at you like, why did you demote me? Which is kind of what she's doing with Pete. Now, off topic or tangent about Pete Hunziker, he calls himself the unit. Well, the unit got into quite a bit of trouble when he posted a racist image on his Instagram. And as a result of that, we're not seeing very many interviews with Mr. Hunziker, like hardly any. And I was wondering about that because when he got demoted, usually there's like 400 interviews where he's like, I don't understand. How could this happen? How can anyone take me so wrong? But there just wasn't anything like that. And that is because of this, I bet. Like, I don't know that. I just read an article in the New York Times about it, about this particular issue. And they said that they're going to limit his time on screen. So I have to wonder if some of those interviews were already culled because of that. Anyways, let's go on to the next part. Malia still got deckhand Robert Westergaard, another South African like Bugsy, and Alex Radcliffe at her side and working hard. So there's that. The extremely conventionally attractive guests head up on deck to dance in the hot tub. Like, for real, they were dancing in the hot tub, throwing water at each other. I'm like, you can't get that water in people's faces. That's just pure bacteria. While the interior crew works to clean up from a very long supper. Everyone is in bed by midnight. I love that in a charter guest. Get to bed early. You can party at some, like, anywhere. You don't want to waste that yacht time staying up all night drinking tequila that you could totally buy yourself. The next morning, third steward Jessica Moore with a broken finger works to get breakfast stuff ready for the sleeping guests. Captain Sandy Yon pops into the galley to remind Kiko to work on his timing. He needs to be more assertive, she thinks, to fine-tune his machine. The guests start wandering in for breakfast at 8 a.m. Of course our vegan wants avocado gluten-free toast with mushrooms. Of course he does. It's Giancarlo's birthday. Literally everybody beams when they say it's their birthday. You have to acknowledge those special days, even for people who swear they don't care, because they care. And we're going on a cruise. Woo! Second stew. I already talked about Bugsy. She's joined the team for service, so thank goodness. So Jessica sent down to clean the cabins with her lobster claw. She broke her finger, so she just has like her thumb and her little baby finger for like folding and hanging and cleaning, and it's just totally useless. Like, totally useless. But she's fine. She's fine. She compares it to a hangover, and I'm like, that's not a hangover. That's an injury. That's a workplace injury. Kiko meets with Primary Bernardo to discuss the menu. Kiko suggests sushi for lunch, Primary Bernardo would like ponzu sauce, with which Kiko is unfamiliar. It's hilarious to me that, number one, Kiko's offer to Google ponzu sauce is met with a face like, what? You're a chef and you're going to Google ponzu sauce for me? Even I know what ponzu sauce is, and I'm in the middle of Bufu nowhere, Alberta, Canada. It's basically just lemon added to soy sauce and a bunch of other spices. It's totally something you can make yourself. Leah is working to get all the water toys out for the guests, but she's only got Rob and Alex working with her, and they're not exactly rushing. Rob hurt his toenail, and somehow he manages to stretch us into a half-hour odyssey inside the ship, below deck, making out with Jessica. They've been kind of flirting, or is it flirting when you're sleeping in the same bed? Like, I don't know if that's flirting. That might be like next level. Like, is that dating? I don't know, because you never go anywhere together. That's not really dating. I don't know. They're doing something, but what they're doing is not doing their jobs, although she actually sends him away because she has to get work done and she wants to be more productive. And Rob just wants to, he just wants to chill inside and slowly wrap his little toenail and look for towels. All the speed of an arthritic slug. So not only that, Alex is supposed to go get the manual for a flooded jet ski, and he's taken quite a while because he can't find it. Even Captain Sandy, Jan, had to jump in to help look for it. So Malia's not having an awesome day. She's not really enjoying her crew, and she's not nearly complimentary or, what's the word when you have really good energy? Happy? Perky? Anyways, Rob thinks she has bad energy because she's mad because he took so long. And she's not even like outwardly mad. She's just like, hurry up. And he's like, I don't like your energy. And she's like, energy, smenergy, like, hurry up. I'm your boss. Get it done. And he's like, I can't work like this. So that was fun for them. One of Bugsy's strengths is table setting. She and Hannah work on the table where a guest works out next. That's the thing about conventionally attractive people. Most of them have to work very, very hard at it. We saw one guest up there with like some kind of plastic wrap on her mouth. Maybe that was like to protect the plumping. Like, I don't know. Did she have really plump lips? I couldn't tell. It had plastic on it. Nobody wakes up and stays gorgeous except moi. There's a lot of effort and I appreciate that. Won't someone please think of the hotties? Jessica is American and Bugsy is South African, and while I can understand them both and Bugsy can understand Jessica, Jessica is completely unable to figure out what Bugsy is saying. That's bizarre. Bugsy isn't saying anything unusual or fancy in her South African accent. The geese. Are there geese? There's no geese, but there are guests, and they're seated for lunch at 2:30. 1 million tea platters of sushi of all varieties are brought out for the noshing, but no ponzu sauce, which is the first thing Primary Bernardo asked for. I looked up a recipe. You got this, Kiko. He works on that. Then mushrooms for Edwin. Then a salad. Then more sushi tempura. Then Bugsy is great and efficient, but she forgets sometimes that her energy can be completely exhausting. Kiko is not McDonald's. He needs time. He needs time to work the magic on the plates. Finally, everything is served. Bugsy even had to call a guest back to the table to give him a tempura he ordered. I'm not sure what the problem is. Why isn't Kiko getting enough food out? He just did a 72-course meal. I feel like that 72-course meal is going to be like an albatross around Kiko's neck. Everyone will be like, but you did it before. And he'll be like, one time. And I had all day to freak out about it. I think what happened was that Edwin, the vegan, got in his head, and that was pretty much game over for this charter. Jessica pulls Bugsy aside for a chat after service. Can she please speak more slowly or clearly? I'm carefully not mentioning anything about an American not being able to understand any accent other than their own, except for right here, right now. This conversation gets so heated that Captain Sandy overhears and has to jump in. Jessica says Kiko and Malia can't understand Bugsy either, but I don't remember either of them saying that. Hannah slept for her break and called her boyfriend and Jennifer had a lovely time while the kitchen melted down and caught fire. Captain Sandy talks to Jessica about training her ears. She says later to Hannah that she knows Jessica's the weak link, but you can't buy a good attitude like that. You know, it's true. Jessica's always so chill. She's willing to get in there. She's just also very slow, which is kind of the downside of a chill attitude. There's a surprise mariachi band planned for the evening to help celebrate Giancarlo's birthday. I totally cried when I saw how excited he was to hear them. His boyfriend planned that especially for him, and you could tell he was incredibly touched. The mariachi band instruments are gorgeous. Huge chunks of rosewood. I'm saying rosewood because it sounds fancy, but I don't know if that's what they are. Carved into highly polished shapes. They are beautiful. Supper's fraught again. The guests like the first course, but Edwin the vegan didn't want any pasta, so I guess Kiko better rustle up some more mushrooms. The mariachi band plays. Nobody liked the prawns, and the other person eating pasta didn't like it or didn't want any other food. Thank you. Sigh. Captain Sandy in a hot red lip pulls the guess as to how supper was. Giancarlo tactfully says it was maybe not okay for others. Other guests call it average for a yacht like this. I will just say this. Captain Sandy has a great management style. But once someone's confidence is shaken, it can be difficult to regroup. Watching every single dish being plated and constantly pulling the guests is not going to bring Kiko's confidence back. It can only get worse from here on out until he manages a reset. Hannah sends Jessica on break after supper and hits the laundry. I've literally never seen Hannah do any laundry before ever. While Bugsy gets warmed by the happy guests up on deck. Are there any cute boys that can be sent up? Edwin has his eyes on Pete, but Joel still holds a small candle in a high window for Kiko. They make Bugsy play Fuck, Marry, Kill. She chooses Kiko, Alex, and Pete in that order where they chant Bugsy, Bugsy, Bugsy over and over. These guests are just beautiful, male and female. It's difficult to look directly at them. I need to make one of those pinholes in paper like we used to do in school for an eclipse. 6 a.m. comes bright and early the next day. The deckhands are at it right away, as are Jessica and Kiko getting ready for breakfast. Hannah's also on early shift when Jessica tells her Giancarlo is gathering the guests for a 9 a.m. breakfast. She sends Jessica to go vacuum and heads to laundry. Nobody sees the guests, who are all seated at the table. It's 9:20. The guests have to pour their own water. Hannah and Jessica are still down in the laundry room, casually discussing why the vacuum cleaner doesn't work. Captain Sandy wanders out on deck at 9:25 to find the guests alone. She's not happy. That is all on Hannah. Is she just dopey from whatever she took the night before? She mentioned Valium, then we got a clear shot of her ingesting something at bedtime. That's like Bravo using a huge neon arrow. Captain Sandy goes so far as to wake up Bugsy 2 hours before her shift starts to get this party started. She mad. Then she goes into the galley to yell at Kiko for not having more food available to serve, which confuses me. He's got something like 4 fruit platters, croissants, cheese, and he's been scrambling eggs forever. What is she talking about? No food. Okay, there's one really, really bad cheese plate that looks like a bunch of American cheese slices just artfully arranged on a slice of tree. Captain Sandy is a savage. She's tearing everyone a new one every moment. Hannah is just dopey. She doesn't even take an egg order till 9:50. The guests have been sitting there for 50 minutes. It took her 20 minutes to make 2 iced coffees. What is going on? The other problem is that the guests are leaving this morning. The deck crew has been hard at work getting the water toys and slide out, but will they have time to enjoy? How about when they get their eggs after 10 a.m.? When they're getting picked up at 11? Oh, okay, hold on. They're heading out at 11, and it's Captain Malia driving the boat. Captain Sandy was always great at giving people chances to try things like that. I'm happy Malia took it and ran with it as far as she has. Hannah is still in the laundry room. Captain Sandy says they'll be having a chat after the tip meeting. Hannah asks Jessica if she has any more to give, or is this max speed? Jessica's unsure of the question. She feels like she's flat out. That's all Hannah needed to hear. Since Hannah alone will be deciding whether or not Jessica will be replaced because of her broken finger, I think this is a very important question that Jessica just flubbed. I don't know why this charter fell apart so spectacularly. The guests were nice and couldn't be called high maintenance for a super yacht. Why did everyone forget how to serve and cook? They made a big deal of the tip being low last time for the Skyline group, but I have a feeling we're about to reach a new bottom this week. I'm betting on $12,000. Wow, Primary Bernardo just gave the best. You sucked! But I had a great time anyway with shitty food and service, except we love Bugsy. Speech. I give him the props for saying it to the captain right in front of Kiko and Hannah. That's not easy to do, but he was charming with it and well within his rights. I do not expect there to be much in that tip envelope. It's a gloomy tip meeting. I don't even feel like shouting. Captain Sandy thinks the reason they failed this charter is that they're choosing themselves over the client. Everyone looks exhausted, and telling them you might fire one or two of them isn't perking anyone up, Captain. Okay, they got $15,000, which is $1,230 each, which is way more than I expected. Hannah's just about to pour herself a glass of wine when she, well, to drink while she works, when Captain Sandy calls her up for a chat on deck. Sighing, she heads up to meet Captain Sandy in full flow. When the captain gets a bee in her bonnet, it's just better to smile and nod. We know this is a classy Captain Sandy rant because it starts with vague comments about Hannah not being herself and asking for a recommitment to the interior. Hannah is exhausted. She just nods and says very little. Captain Sandy goes for Kiko, and you touch one hair on his head, lady. I like Captain Sandy a lot, but coming for Kiko is not on. He's this glorious Brazilian golden retriever who's slightly off his game due to a loss of confidence. He will be fine. Captain Sandy calls Kiko up to the bridge next. We all hold our breath while the gossipers on the deck crew talk about the kitchen failing on this last charter. Shut up, Pete. Captain Sandy lays it on the line. She loves him. She needs wow food. Personality is second. She needs excellent food she can give to the clients every time. They play a lot of money for these charters. And with that, we're out.